good morning, good evening, good afternoon, good night, wherever you're watching this from, wherever time zone you are at. Thank you for just tuning in. Welcome back to I Grow in Prayer podcast, episode 17. Yes, we're pushing through each and every day with these daily prayers. And thank you for all that has been joining in, tuning in, commenting, sharing, and just showing the love and the support of these episodes that's just been being released daily. I honestly honor you guys for your commitment and your consistency. Those that's been like rocking it through daily with me, even those like days where I did miss here and there, thank you for just being patient and still tuning in. I love you guys so much. I honestly do. I want to let you guys know, remember, you can always find these episodes on Rez.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, all on those four platforms. You can always find an episode of I Grow in Prayer. If you ever get tired of YouTube and you might want to just start listening from Apple, or you might want to start listening from Spotify, definitely. I know that you can get signal notify on YouTube, Spotify, Apple. I'm not sure about Rez.com, but between Spotify and Apple Podcasts and YouTube, you can always get notified when an episode is being released. So definitely make sure you follow and you hit that bell notification so that you can get the notifications of an episode being released. And you can also follow me on I_grow_in_christ on Instagram, as well as I_grow_in_prayer on Instagram, where you can get prayer clips and episode releases on that page. And you can also get personal prayer and prayer for other people that you may want prayer for. So like, there's a link on my page you can tap on, and you can fill out a prayer request form, and you can put in your name if you want prayer. You can put in a person's name, your mom, your sister, your brother, your auntie, your uncle, whoever the Lord is putting on your heart that you want extra prayer for, even someone that may not even have may not even be a believer and you're praying for their salvation. You can put their name in there, and we can get, and like, I will like begin to pray for them and your prayer for them, and then you just have more people praying for them, and the Lord will move. And we are seeking, we are hoping, we are believing for their salvation. We're believing for the lost to be found as well. So definitely do that, guys, if the Lord is leading you to do that. If you feel like you want to share my page with someone so that they can get connected, definitely do that, okay? Do not be afraid. Do not be shy. Do not be timid. I'm very loving. I'm very kind. I'm very nice. I'm just... you can figure that out yourself the more you just try to get to know me. If you want to get to know me, you definitely could message me on Instagram as well. If you're looking for someone to just, you know, speak about the Lord with, I'm also here. But yeah, this was not, you know, me trying to get you guys to be friends with me, but somehow it somehow went that way. I don't know, but the Lord knows. Enough of me lollygagging. I want to get on with the prayer. So you guys know the deal. I want to read from the Bible's app, but before I do that, I want to welcome the Lord in this place, and I want to give him all the glory to speak and just, you know, fill this space that we're in as we get into the word and we pray over ourselves. So let us begin prayer right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Okay, Lord Heavenly Father, we just come before you, Father God. Oh Lord, you're so gracious. You're so kind. You're so loving. You're so amazing. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for your patience. Thank you, Lord, for your endurance. For your perseverance, for your grace. God, thank you for who you are, for your overflowing, everlasting love, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. As we enter into the throne room, Lord, we enter in with praises and worship, thanking you for all that you have done, thanking you for things that we even have yet not to see, Father God. Father God, as we welcome you in this place, Father God, we want to say none of us, Lord. As we intercede, Lord, as we refresh ourselves with your word and we pray your word over us, over our mind, over our spirit, over our whole entire being, Lord, let our hearts be ready to receive your word. Let our hearts be softened at this time to receive your word and your prayer, Father God. Father God, let us decrease that your spirit in us may increase, Lord. Speak whatever it is that you want to your people. Lord, even as I speak, speak through them as they intercede. Minister through them as I speak, Lord Jesus. Begin to tell them things about themselves, Lord. Begin to prophesy over your children, Lord. And as you do already, Lord, let their ears be open to hear the things that you say about them, the things that you have for them, the things that you intend for them, Father God. Father God, you are gracious, you are kind, and you are loving. And we thank you for your ways. We thank you for the Father that you are. We thank you that we can stand in this place in Jesus' name and come before you, and you will hear our request. You will hear our praise. You will hear our petition. You will hear our cries, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. So, amen, guys. I want to actually get to the scripture that I'm going to be reading and sharing with you guys today. And it's from the Bible app, as we normally been doing. And this scripture has been said throughout my whole journey with the Lord. Like, I've seen the scripture about a lot of times throughout my life. And I think the Lord, like, he always reveals something new each and every time. So that's one thing I'm, like, always stunned that the Lord does. And I just think he's so amazing for that. So I'm going to be reading from Matthew 6, verse 33, NIV version. For it says, "But seek first the kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." Amen. Let me read that again. "But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." Wow, God. In this scripture, I believe the Lord is just talking about seeking his kingdom, seeking his righteousness, and everything will be added. Everything that you are praying for, everything that you are worrying about, things that you feel like has not been answered yet, has not been solved yet, has not been dealt with yet. I believe the Lord is saying, seek my kingdom, seek my righteousness, and I will solve these things. I will begin to deal with these things. I will begin to answer your prayers. I will begin to do what you've been asking me to do from the very beginning. One thing that the Lord showed me is that he has invested in me. And as he invested in me, he wants me to invest in him. Hallelujah. And I don't know if some of you understand what I'm saying when I say this. By investing, meaning putting time and effort into the things of God, when you begin to seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, you are now putting your investment, your time, your effort in the things of God. You're going to begin to go out there and evangelize, preach the word. You're going to begin to uplift, encourage, donate, help someone that is homeless, that needs food for the day. Speak life and the words of God. Share the words of share the words that the Lord is ministering to you to minister to someone else. Even begin to deliver and heal people from things that they're dealing with. Pray for people. These are the things of God. These are the works of God. These are the things that advances the kingdom of God. And when you begin to do that, it's like you're seeking the kingdom. You're seeking God's kingdom to be on earth. For it says, as it is in heaven, it shall be on earth. As it is in heaven, there is healing. There is love. There is compassion. There is joy. There's all these things that God is trying to bring on earth. And when you begin to walk into the things that God is calling you to walk into, the things that God is calling you to do, and you're saying, Lord, I want your kingdom to come. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. When you're beginning to walk out the things that are in the kingdom, and you start to do them in this earthly world, the Lord will start to work out things on your behalf. The Lord will start to answer prayers, because now you're saying, Lord, I'm investing in you. As I invest in you, the Lord begins to invest in you. As you invest in the Lord, he begins to invest in you. And there's this connection, and this partnership that is being played out. It's like, daughter, son, don't worry about your problems. I will deal with your problems. Just do my work. Tell people about me. Bring more people to the kingdom. Use my words so that people can receive salvation from me. Tell someone who I am. Tell someone the love of Christ. How Jesus delivered. Testify. Begin to sow in areas that the Lord is calling you to sow in. Begin to put your hands and your feet in the field for God. And the Lord will take care of everything that is needed. In the Bible, it says, he dresses the lily with beauty and splendor. How much more will he clothe you? How much more will he do for you? And he's doing these beautiful things for the lilies, a plant, a flower. And you are more precious to him than a flower. So how much more will the Lord deck you out? How much more will the Lord glorify you and bedazzle you and dress you up? He loves you so much. He delights in you so much. He cares for you so much. In the Bible, it says, you are the apple of his eyes. You are his prized possession. You are the thing, the one that he values and he loves with such compassion and intensity. You are. He is willing to do these things for you. And he wants you to go all out for him. He wants you to talk about him. He wants you to glorify him. He wants you to share your testimony and testify. These are the things of God. These are the kingdom work. This is the kingdom work. When you go out into the midst and you decree and declare the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to the world. When you go into the street and you begin to pray for people, you begin to pray healing and deliverance and breakthrough for people. Best believe it, God is watching. God is seeing. And it also says in that scripture, seek ye first the kingdom and its righteousness. Righteousness and the righteousness. What is righteousness? I believe righteousness is being in right standing with God. You're living a life for God. You're in right standing. I'm not out here just living my life anyway. My body doesn't belong to me, but my body belongs to the Lord. Whatever the Lord says to do with this body, I will go do it. And not saying where we all fall short, we're not all perfect. It's hard. It's a struggle dying to the cross and crucifying the flesh every day. But if in your heart you're choosing to pick the cross up every single day, that is being in right standing with the Lord. If in your heart you're saying, Lord, I'm chasing after you. I'm chasing the things of God. I want to be in right standing with you, Father God. And you're going out and you're doing the work of God. God will begin to make things line up for you. Doors will be open. Opportunities will be here. Things will begin to unravel. Prayers will begin to be answered. Things will be taken care of. You will not have to worry. Provision will be there at your feet. This is what I believe that scripture means. When you go full on in of the things of the Lord, He will do it. He will help you. He will answer you. God is like, focus on me. Don't even worry about what you're dealing with today. Focus on me. Focus on the things that I'm calling you into. And watch. The moment you focus on me, everything will start to be answered for you. Everything will be taken care of for you. And I've seen it. I've seen it in many occasions where I started to just not focus on my situation. And I started to do what God was calling me to do. I started to just press in, pray. Pray for people. Pray. Spend time. Give my energy, serve. And in the moments when I was the weariest and the tired, but I stood the longest to do God's work, is when God met me the very next day. Is when He took care of something for me the very next day. And I would just be like, okay, Lord, I see what you're doing here. I know, God. Like, I would just be like, okay, I see. I get what's going on, Lord. I get it. And I would laugh because he would do it just as so. Like the moment I would really press forth and I would be tired. I'm talking about like tired. I'll be like, Lord, I'm so tired. But the thing that I was doing was for Him because I loved Him so much. I said, I'm still going to do it, God, but I'm so tired. And I would get home. And I would lay down, and the Lord would visit me in my sleep, and I'll be like, ah, Jesus, thank you. He was showing me selflessness. He was showing me discipline, you know, perseverance, endurance. He was showing me that through all the moments when I was weary. He was doing that, and He was like, don't worry, I'm here, I'm not leaving you, you're not alone, keep doing what you're doing, I'm letting you know what you're doing is what I'm calling you to do. And it will give me the push to like, okay, God, it is hard. When I say it's hard, it is hard, it's not going to be easy, but He's there with you to help you get through it. So, I want to pray, because this is not like me just speaking and giving a word and breaking down scripture. No. This is really me just simplifying the scripture to be more for you to understand so that we can actually pray for the scripture over us. So that's why I do that. I'm not here to teach. I'm not here to break down scripture. I'm only just praying the scripture over us, and by doing that, I want you guys to understand what we're praying over us. So, with all that being said, I believe that the Lord wants us to pray about being able to do the kingdom work and to do it in right standing, to do it with a pure heart, to do it with good intentions, to do it in a lifestyle seeking the Lord, truly wanting to seek Him, right standing with Him, that we're not doing it on dirty hands or dirty lips, dirty mouth or dirty feet, you know, but God wants it to be right standing when you do His work. He wants your hands to be clean, your mouth to be clean, your feet to be clean. I mean that symbolically, not physically, but I mean also we're human beings, we want to be clean physically, but symbolically meaning like, you know, you're speaking life and not death. You're giving and not stealing. Ooh. You know what I'm saying? you're running to the things of God and not running from the things of God. I hope some of you caught that spiritually. But I want to pray this scripture over us. Let us begin. We're already 20 minutes in. Lord, have mercy. Okay. Lord, Heavenly Father, I pray this scripture over us in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, in Matthew, you said, "Seek ye first the kingdom and righteousness, and everything else will be given to you." Father God, we pray that you show us and you teach us to be able to be seekers of your kingdom, to be able to seek righteousness, to have right standing with you as we do the work of God, as we go out into the midst and pray for people and minister and heal and just donate and encourage, uplift, share the gospel, and people receive salvation from it, Father God. People receive your Holy Spirit from it, Father God. As we do these things, Lord, help us to do it with a pure heart. Help us to do it with love, with kindness, with mercy, trueness, God, that we're not doing it to show off. We're not doing it to get clout. We're not doing it to look good, for people to see us and envy us and just, no, we don't want any of that evil intentions, Lord. We want pure intentions when we go out and we seek the things of God, when we seek after your kingdom, Lord. Show us how to truly seek after your kingdom, God. Show us how to truly seek after your righteousness, Lord Jesus. Show us how to do this thing. And Lord, you said as we do these things, everything else will be added. Everything else will be given. We won't have to worry about food. We won't have to worry about clothing. We won't have to worry about shelter, housing. We won't have to worry about finances, money, bills, rent, all these things, God, that we are dealing with currently now in this life, that we're trying to keep up scale, Father God. We won't have to worry about it because, Lord, you will handle it for us. The bills will be paid on time. Food will be there for us. We will have clothes to survive. We will have a shelter over our head. Lord, you will handle it as long as we handle your business, God. As long as we seek your kingdom work, you will handle everything else for us. Lord, as long as we invest in the things of God, you will invest in us. You have already placed an investment in us, Lord. Help us to steward it. Help us to use it. Help us. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You know, there was one thing I got from a dream. This was way back. And I was fighting in this dream. And I was fighting. I stopped and I said, I like, in my mind, it was like I was fighting from what I had, but there was something else that was within me that I wasn't fighting from, and that was from God. And I'm not trying to confuse this for anyone, but I remember sitting there and I said, "I come against you for the power that he has invested in me, I will use." And I'm probably mixing, like, not saying fully what I actually said, because that was a long time ago when I had that dream. And I begin to realize God invests his power in you. God invested in you. He put himself in you. He invested a certain amount of degree of himself inside of you. Right? He did it with all of us. And he's willing to invest more and more the more we give up to him, the more we more space we open up to Him inside ourselves, the more we allow Him to take over spaces and areas we allow to give to Him, the more He's invested in us, the more He's planted in us, the more He is within us. And what's inside of us has overcame the whole entire world, has overcame every single situation that you could be dealing with right now. And I remember I said, the power that you have invested in me, I come against this thing. This power in you that the Lord has invested, go use it and get the Lord's work done. Go use it and heal, deliver, prophesy, bring life into someone. Lord, I pray wisdom, understanding, and discernment as they go out in the midst and do these things that you're calling them to do. I pray head of protection over them in the mighty name of Jesus. Those that are already out there in the field doing your work, God. They're already planting your seeds, God. Protect them from head to toe. Give them the strength to keep on going. Give them more wisdom. Give them more understanding. Give them more discernment, Father God, as they maneuver in this world, getting your work done, Lord. Maneuvering in this world, helping advance your kingdom, Lord. Oh, Lord, bless their feet. Bless their feet. Bless their hands. Bless their eyes. Bless their mouth. Bless their whole entire body as they use it to advance your kingdom, as they use it to bring glory to your name, Lord Jesus. Lord, you are a gracious God. You are a loving God. You are not a failing Father. You have not failed us. You have not failed us. But God, you have started us. You have changed us. You have renewed us. You have restored us. You have built us. You have fortified us, resurrected us, purified us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Sanctify us, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, God. So we just pray that, Lord, protection for all yours that are working in the field, that are working and seeking the kingdom, God. Help us to become field workers in your kingdom. Help us to be to truly seek your kingdom and righteousness, and everything else will be taken care of for us. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. 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 God bless you guys. Thank you for tuning in. This was a long one. It was 30 minutes. I let you guys know that most of my prayers is either from 10 minutes minimum and 30 minutes max. So in between those range, you can always see something in between each day, depending on how the Holy Spirit moves. But I just want to say, God bless you guys. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being here for this prayer. Thank you for joining in and interceding with your sis. I just want to say you could follow me on I_growingChrist on Instagram, as well as I_growingprayer. Bear with me. That page is still getting put together. I just like made it up a couple of days. So I'm putting that page together. You're going to see clips and everything. Just give me some time, guys. And you can also tap in the link, fill out a prayer request. If you want prayer, more prayer for someone, fill in that form, send it in, and I will begin to pray for people and intercede. I love you guys. Thank you for always being here and always tuning in. Please show your support by commenting, subscribing, leaving a review, leaving a star on either one of these platforms that I have given you, Rez.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. Leave a review or some type of comment so that it can help the algorithm and people, it reach out on other people's feed. And I just thank you guys. I love you guys. Most of all, Jesus Christ loves you. And I'll see you for tomorrow. Later.